Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with two dogs and my mom.
Hi.
I'm sure the dogs will make their appearance soon, but we'll just let them keep fighting over a toy in the corner. How you doing, Mom?
I'm doing great. How are you? Whoa, they're getting really close to the wires.
Place outside.
Cinderella, out.
Outside.
Oh, our children.
We were like, should we keep them outside? I'm like, they've been good. They haven't been hyper. Oh, his foot is caught in the toy. Why do we dog? Okay. Happy quiet day, Mom.
Oh, is it?
It's happy quiet
is
day.
Is it? It?
Well, it is the day, yes.
Is it tomorrow or is it today?
It's tomorrow.
There we go. That
but
explains it.
It's today for people listening.
Okay.
On Monday.
So we should be quiet.
No, we are not ASMRing this.
Nope, no. Okay.
I do not do that. Yeah, it's a day to help you relax because being quiet apparently is more relaxing and better for your health.
Sometimes it makes you really nervous.
Yeah, I think that
some people need noise.
I'm really healthy, guys. I'm really healthy and I'm very loud. So I think it just depends on the person.
I think so too. So if you like quiet, hey, it's your day.
If you don't, it's not your day.
It's not your day.
So me and JoJo will have a different day.
But be respectful of those who like the quiet.
Yeah. Just know if you're in public and someone's being loud, it's public, man. You can't tell them to shush.
When is it National Iced Tea Day?
I don't know. Look it up. I'm not the knower of all days. I just know every
one
once
day.
In a while it's Mondays. All right. So the main thing that's been happening this week, maybe it's the main thing to me because it's
hot topic.
It has to do with my family lot of it because my sisters happen to be the face of the fight against it. It is Adpocalypse number 2.
Ooh.
So what this is, okay, so there's been an Adpocalypse before. When a bunch of ads pull their ads from YouTube because of something happening on the YouTube. First time it happened was because the Wall Street Journal wrote that PewDiePie saluted Hitler or something like that and said Hail Hitler. There was a huge thing. So all these ads are like, wait, how do we control what our ads are on? We don't want our ads to go on videos that have to do with people like saluting
right.
Hitler. So a bunch of ads pulled out. YouTube did this whole thing. They're like, oh, we've strengthened all our things. You know, you can bring your ads back. Bring your ads back. We've made it safe. And that was a huge thing. That's when a bunch, like all of our numbers fell. Everyone was freaking out. That happened a while ago. Well, it's happened again. So
there's experience with it.
Yes. Yeah, so AT&T, Epic Games, and Disney have all pulled their ads because there's this thing found on YouTube where pedophiles suck. I mean, we all knew that pedophiles suck. But what happened were there's two things that are happening. Videos were being put up on purpose that were seemingly supposed to be family friendly, but secretly there to exploit pedophilia. So those videos did exist. They're disgusting. They should be taken down. The channel's deleted.
Yes, they should be.
There were other things that were happening, such as completely family friendly, innocent, no harm done videos are up.
Yep.
Pedophiles found them and started doing comments, or they didn't even comment. And they're just videos that could be taken as they're not. No, everyone they, viewing no. them said these are innocent, but yes, pedophiles could watch them and be turned on. So YouTube has victim blamed and has demonetized a bunch of these videos because big ads found out about them and pulled their ads. And so they're like, okay, we'll demonetize these videos so that you guys, your ads won't show up there. And then people were being like, wait, why are you demonetizing my videos? They're like, it's for safety so pedophiles don't watch your videos. And people are like, what are you talking about? How does demonetizing our videos make it so pedophiles don't watch them? And they're like, okay, well, we're also disabling the comments so that pedophiles can't comment and like lead other pedophiles to those videos, as if sharing a video doesn't exist on all platforms.
Right.
So YouTube is saying they're taking all these measures to make it to protect the children on YouTube and to make it so pedophiles can't watch the videos. They've deleted 400 channels based on what they've uploaded that were strictly clearly for pedophilia, mm-hmm. and deleted users who were commenting pedophilic
as should be done.
Things they deleted those. But they're still disabling comments and demonetizing videos on videos that are completely, totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
The reason this all got brought to my attention is because my sister-in-law, the day before this happened, had to post a tweet saying that her son does enjoy traditionally female sports or like activities, whatever, and people are constantly asking, is he gay, is he trans, why do you let him
he's five,
he likes certain things, and she's not going to tell him what to like, not like, because he's allowed to like whatever,
and he's five.
I was the exact opposite of him. When I was five, I liked army clothes. I liked G.I. Joes.
Cargo,
I didn't like Barbies.
Got all boy clothes for you because that's what you wanted to wear.
That you let me live my life.
Didn't give it a second thought.
You let me live my life.
Yes.
And I felt completely loved and unrestricted.
Exactly.
It was great. Anyway, so Jessica had to repost this. She'd already posted it. Reposted this thing saying like, this is my son. This is who he is. We let him be. However he identifies later, I love him. But right now he's five.
Yep.
So let him be five. So she posted that, and then the day after, all of her videos where Parker's in the thumbnail were demonetized. So at first, we obviously all took this as YouTube's homophobic.
Mm-hmm.
And YouTube were like, okay, so they're demonetizing her. Because, by the way, YouTube never made a statement about what was going on. Never.
Never.
And so Jessica was just left to think, okay, what do all these videos have in common?
Yep.
What could we have possibly done to spark YouTube's interest? And so she was like, okay, so are they just demonetizing us because our son isn't like a Marine? Like, what? I don't understand. So she tweeted about it, very upset, obviously. Oh, someone's knocking. Please hold.
Sorry.
All right, there's a neighbor at the door. We're at my mom's house recording today.
So now I'm learning all about black garlic.
He brought over black garlic because you went over and brought over chicken eggs.
Well, it's great.
Guys are having a little farm thing here.
We are.
I don't remember what I was saying. Oh, anyway. So Adpocalypse. So Jessica tweeted out, like, my son's doing gymnastics. YouTube says not advertiser friendly, whatever, you know, blah. And so they responded to her basically saying, while your video is fine, the comments might not be. And then all YouTubers, like including my sister, were like, wait, what? So if our comments aren't right, then if the comment or people are mean in the comments, then you're just going to take away our comments? What are you talking about? And so everyone started freaking out because YouTube wasn't posting a this is what we're doing thing.
Right.
Because honestly, they don't know what they're doing. Blaze, sorry, he's humping. Hold on. My dog never humps. And he just started humping the air around my mom's dog. He does not know how to do things. Anyway, advertiser friendly. That's what we are. So
if we get through this podcast with more
interruptions. We do have advertisements for today. But we'll do it in a minute. So anyway. Oh, God, this is so long-winded. But because it was a huge thing. So YouTube basically, and then they reposted Philip DeFranco's tweet about like sort of what's going on, and he was like, wait, why are you using me as your official statement? So then he started talking to Jessica, And he was just like, hey, just sorry. He's like, sorry if any of my tweets seem abrupt or whatever. I just, you know, want to know, like, I'm on your side here. This is all weird. I'm waiting for an official statement from YouTube to like, mm-hmm. do a story on this or whatever. So he was very nice to Jessica. And she was like, and Jessica is like, I just don't want my kid to be punished, basically. Right. And she's like, it's not about money. It's about, like, the fact that we're getting victim blamed. Yep. And...
in her comments, you can't say that on her comments, because her comments,
yeah,
she goes through and
she monitors her comments.
Absolutely.
She was like, there
There's
were
not one
no
bad comment
pedophilic
on
comments
None. Zero
anywhere. She's like, she has certain words that go straight into a different folder. So if you use one of those certain words,
yep.
it doesn't get posted. And she reads all through because she cares about what you guys think about the videos. She's
and she
very
cares what her kids would
yes,
read.
Yes, because Bailey can read. She's very yep. a more advanced reader than I am. So mm-hmm. I don't know if that's saying a lot about Bailey or a little about me, but so,
a lot about Bailey.
Yeah, a lot about Bailey. So Jessica, she monitors them. She's like, none of my comments are bad. And Jessica sent, because when your videos get flagged, you can send to have them manually reviewed,
mm-hmm.
To be like, hey, I think your system messed up.
Yeah.
Do you mind if a human looks at this video
yeah.
to see if it's right or wrong? And they emailed her back and were like, no, the system was correct.
No.
And she's like, and they won't give you any more explanation or whatever. So basically, at the end of the day, what we got is, because the thumbnails and the videos contained Parker doing something that a pedophile would be attracted to, their videos are not allowed to make money or have comments on them.
Then they should just demonetize everybody, Rachel.
I know. I know. Because it is so... Well, she was wearing a short skirt, so she was asking for it.
That's right. That's
exactly what it
is.
And also, disabling the comments and demonetizing a video doesn't protect a child.
No.
All it does is make it so that ads are more willing to put ads back on videos, mm-hmm. because they're saying, okay, well, you're demonetizing the stuff that could attract pedophiles, so our ads won't be on that anymore. So that's fine. So... Jessica's like, I'm just confused. Our videos are family friendly.
Very family.
They're very family friendly.
The most family friendly you can ever
they
find.
They won't put anything on the internet that isn't family friendly, and somehow they're getting targeted on this whole thing. And so YouTube was like, okay, we'll re-release the statement, meaning they won't retweet Philip DeFranco. They put out a statement being like, we're only doing this to channels that are like family vlogger channels that have kids in them. So we're protecting kids. So this, if your content doesn't have kids, you're a completely different realm, like such as my videos, mm-hmm. or Philip DeFranco's or Colleen's. They're like, then you're fine. You're totally fine. Well.
Not true.
Not true. All of Colleen's videos had her comments disabled.
Yep.
As did, as of Sunday morning, Philip DeFranco's.
Yep.
So the, and then a bunch of Jessica's friends with all the family vloggers, and all of their comments got disabled. And so we're like, okay, so the people whose comments are getting disabled are family vloggers and the people who speak out about this.
Yep.
Those are the people who are getting targeted at the moment. Not
yep.
just family vloggers, but the people who are also speaking out against it.
Mm-hmm.
So I've liked things, but I haven't retweeted or made my own statements because I wanted to see if this was true. So if everyone in my family is speaking mm-hmm. out except me... But everyone else's videos, because I have the same type of content as Colleen.
Well, let's see tonight if you get...
well, I don't think they're listening to a podcast. So I'm just like seeing, I'm like, I haven't been targeted yet, but I haven't spoken out. I haven't made my own statement about it.
Right.
And so I'm like, this is absolutely ridiculous.
Yes.
And also Jessica's videos are still demonetized, the ones yep. with Parker, even though there's nothing bad about the video.
Right.
It's so... backwards, and yep. they keep saying it's to protect the children. No, it's to protect no. your advertisers and your money. And instead
yep.
of just getting rid of the pedophiles,
yep.
you're just making it so they can't comment and the creators can't make money. Again, it's yep. not about the
money
at this point.
They can still share the video. They can still
yes.
do all these things.
And Jessica's like, I don't care, demonetize, whatever. But like, how am I getting in trouble
yeah.
for pedophiles existing?
Yeah.
And shit, ugh, the whole thing is just so messed up. So that's where we are right now. People and... YouTube keeps being like, this is, we're just trying to figure it out. We're like,
well,
could you
hurry up?
Yeah, hurry up. And if they were more communicative, like,
yes,
they've Jessica's had conversations with people high up and like mm-hmm. nothing's coming about. Like, they don't mm-hmm. know what they're doing. And like, it's just so gross. Like, I know there are terrible channels out there.
Yes, there is.
But if Jessica's were manually reviewed,
they would see.
They would see, and they were manually reviewed. And they still were like,
trying to save face, maybe? I don't know.
I don't know. I have no idea. But JoJo's comments were also disabled because she's a minor. She's 15.
Unbelievable.
And so I'm like, okay, I don't know what they want us to do here.
Yeah.
And there are some people who are really excited about this because if they hate a YouTuber, they can just go leave negative comments.
Yeah.
And then, pedophilic comments.
Yep.
And then that person's video will have the comments disabled and
yep.
demonetized. And also, if you guys think comments aren't that big a deal, with YouTube's algorithm, videos that have more activity on them get shared more.
Right.
YouTube's more likely to like put it in the up next column or
yeah.
you may also be interested in if yeah. a video is very active. And the comments is one way that YouTube determines if a video is active.
Yeah.
So if there aren't comments, YouTube thinks the video is more dead than it is and it won't recommend it.
Yeah.
So YouTube's all about getting people to watch your videos. So if that way to make people watch your videos is gone, your channel's going to die. It's like a huge thing.
I guarantee her numbers will go up now because people are going to go see what the boo-boo's all about.
She was actually very, very hesitant to have Philip DeFranco talk about her because she doesn't want to bring in that type of audience. She only wants people that are just, you know,
family friendly. Yeah.
Because that's what all their channel is. All, and she's like, she's like, as much as she wants to support, she doesn't really necessarily want an audience that's just there for the drama.
Yes.
She doesn't want drama.
Right.
She was just like,
I was saying, that if YouTube's trying to not let that have attention be brought to it, it's just bringing more attention to it.
So the whole thing.
Go after the ones leaving the comments. Go after the ones posting disgusting things and taking things out of context to make a disgusting video.
So they, we're all hoping this is just YouTube just being an idiot for a minute.
They just messed up for
They just messed up and they're going to fix it. And I do want them to come up with better algorithms to protect children.
Yes.
We all want to protect children.
Yes.
No one wants to not protect children except the pedophiles.
Right.
So, to hurt the creators is wrong. But, like, the whole thing's a mess. We've been talking about this for 15 minutes now, but it was the big thing that happened on the internet this week.
It's huge, yeah.
So, we want family-friendly content
on
YouTube. I mean, it's important. But, Mom, do you also want to know what else is family-friendly?
I would love to know what's family-friendly. Rachel, tell me.
Paw Patrol!
Yes!
So, if you guys don't know, Paw Patrol is a show on Nickelodeon. It's awesome. I mentioned to my mom, we're talking about Paw Patrol today, and she goes, no, the grandkids know that show.
They had a party based on Paw Patrol
once. It's a very, very popular show. So if you have a preschooler or a kid at home, I'm sure you've heard about it before. It's on Nickelodeon. If you want to check it out, there's a brand new episode Friday, March 1st, featuring a new character, Tracker, the Jungle Pup.
I love it.
Who speaks Spanish.
Nice.
Yeah, he's the newest member of Paw Patrol. He doesn't exclusively speak Spanish.
Bilingual.
This dude is bilingual. Yes. So
awesome.
I mean, if you want to check it out, it's nice to hear multiple languages in a home, I have to say.
On a family-friendly show.
Family-friendly. Nickelodeon. JoJo. So tune in March 1st, Top Wing at 12:11 Central.
There we go.
All right. So next in the news, PETA went after the wrong legend this week.
PETA, is that a bread? PETA bread.
Oh, Mom.
Sorry.
P-E-T-A. The
dog thing? No.
The animal rights activist.
That one. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Got it. Like, why are you talking about PETA bread?
No.
Okay.
Okay. So, Steve Irwin's birthday was a couple days ago.
Yes,
so, Google honored him on his 57th, I think, birthday. And so, they honored him. And PETA got mad at Google. Saying he was not an animal rights activist. He was a terrible person. He died bullying a stingray,
is what they said. Water with him?
and they said that, like, he would wrestle animals and he was mean to them and stuff. And so they were like, how dare you? And people were like, no.
No.
You do not speak ill of Steve Irwin.
Right.
No. This man spent his life teaching us about animals.
Yes.
And he also spent his life preserving animals from extinction. He has like 1,000 acres dedicated to wildlife preservation. Like, he wrestled an alligator. Yeah. I think the alligator's fine.
You wrestle the dogs.
Yeah. He's fine, guys. So PETA just makes us real animal lovers look bad. Like, I'm an animal rights activist on the low key. Like, I'm not in your face like PETA is.
No,
I like to
no.
be a, like, just live like I'm going to show you how I live and how it's pretty great. If you want to take some of my attitude, you're more than welcome to. But PETA, you don't go after Steve Irwin.
No.
You don't speak ill of the dead.
No.
Unless it's Hitler.
Yeah.
Like, so messed up. But in other great news, mm-hmm. Colleen is going back on tour.
Woohoo!
Someone pointed out that I said, someone asked me, I think it was you or someone in the comments said, when do you think Colleen will go back on tour? And I said, probably when Flynn is about 6 months old. And he'll
sooner.
Be 6 months old. No, he'll be,
he'll be
6 months
old when it happens. That's right.
I'm really psychic, you guys.
You are psychic.
I think I'm really psychic. It's amazing. But yeah, she's going back on tour. She has 4 dates announced and another one or two, I don't remember, coming up. I'm not allowed to say things. But I just will let you guys know that picture she posted announcing it, where it's Miranda holding Flynn and then Colleen like, eh. Colleen called me one day. It was, I don't remember what it was.
It was not long ago.
Yeah, last week. And said, can you come over real quick? I need a picture and to Photoshop it. And I said, sure. It took us 7 hours to get that photo, you guys. Because one, she had to pose as Colleen, and she mm-hmm. hasn't done a photo shoot as Colleen in a long time. So she was like, oh, I forgot what I'm doing. Okay, I got to do this. We took 1,000 photos of Colleen doing like the same face. And then she dressed up as Miranda, but then didn't want to make Flynn upset. So like she was just waiting till he was comfortable.
In a good mood.
Good being, you know, just being a baby, because she wasn't going to force anything on him.
No way.
Family friendly, y'all.
Yeah.
So.
I was there. I saw.
Right. We have witnesses. So then she took a couple photos with him, and then it took forever editing that together.
That was the hardest part.
Because I have Photoshop. I'm not great at it. And she's never used it before. I've never seen her so angry at a program. Because I was showing her what I know, and then she would try to do things based on the knowledge I gave her. Oh, it was a mess.
But you came up with a great picture.
We did. I got at her house at 8:15. I got home at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
It was
8:15 at night.
8:15 at night.
Yeah.
It was 7 hours of work.
Yep.
It was. I had fun.
Well, Flynn and I slept through most of it.
Yeah, you guys fell asleep. You're so rude, man.
We just said, we're out. Bye.
You guys mean. But anyway, yeah, Colleen's going back on tour. You can go to her website or any of her social medias or her YouTube to find out the dates and places
Yay.
Near you. Right now, I think it's just California and Arizona that have mm-hmm. cities and dates.
Yeah.
She's doing a little tester.
The tester to see how...
See how she feels.
She feels, how Flynn does.
It's more how Flynn...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make sure he's a happy baby.
Mm-hmm. He can handle her being on stage for an hour and a half
yes.
without him. So, another thing. Oh, this is happening on the internet. People are making themselves into Bratz dolls.
Yes.
It's stressing me out, man. Colleen did it as Miranda, and hers actually turned out pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's better than I could have done, and I don't think she meant to make it look that good, but it did.
Are you going
to
do it?
No, I'm not going to do it. Oh, should I do it?
You should do it, Rachel.
Should I do that? Should that be my Tuesday's video, Mom?
Yeah. 100%.
Or
do it.
I can make you do it to me.
Oh,
because we haven't done a video together in a really
All right,
long time.
Let's do it. Let's do
All
it.
All right. I'm coming over to Colleen's house
okay.
Monday night.
All right. I got to get there first.
You got to get there.
We're in
Sunday.
Santa Barbara right now.
And you are doing my Bratz doll makeup.
Okay.
Oh, I am so excited for this.
I'm so nervous.
Oh, it's going to be great.
All right.
Relatable tweet of the week. I used to do these and
she
people
did.
Miss them.
I like them.
Okay, this one's long, but you got to bear with me because I've never related to a tweet more.
Okay.
This is from Matt Bushel. Mm-hmm. Okay. First 5 minutes in a museum. Wow, this artist was born in Amsterdam in 1927, but didn't start experimenting with clay until 1955 in America. The mound represents guilt and shame. I see that. The last 5 minutes in a museum. Okay, I get it.
Yeah. True.
I have gone into so many museums and Colleen and I tour
or
whatever. Like, you go in a museum, you're so stoked, even if you guys aren't. But, like, you really are like, oh. And then by the end, you just glance into a room and you're like, okay. I get it. And I was reading it and, like, all of these, like, art history majors and, like, people, history majors of any sorts were like, it's museum fatigue. You can't spend more than 2 to 3 hours in a museum.
Yeah.
Or else you're done. And huge museums take a long time.
They take days, actually.
Yeah, they take days. So, like, professional museum goers are like, this is actually a thing.
Yeah. Well, and the what was that museum you and I went to? Failures.
Oh, Museum of Failures.
See, that was too little.
It was.
It's like we were looking for more.
Yeah.
It's like, because we were there, what, 5 minutes?
Come on, guys. There are so many more failures in this world.
Yeah.
I forgot that we did that.
Yeah, we did.
All right. Foldable phones are a thing right now.
You mean flip phones?
Exactly. No, Samsung showed something that they're doing, and Apple redid their patent. Blaze. No humping.
Family friendly.
Family
Rachel.
Friendly. Oh, pausing. Hold on. Sorry. My dog is he's very happy at the moment. Anyway,
it's very loving at the moment.
So yeah, Apple redid their patent for their flip phone, but no one, not their flip phone, their foldable. Sorry, guys.
Apple has a foldable phone?
No, not yet, but they have a patent for one.
Oh, you know, I'd like my iPhone 6 Plus to be foldable. Let's stick it in my pocket.
But guys, this just goes to show that everything in the world comes back around.
Yes, it does.
What goes around comes around. Fashion always is just redoing
platform
the fashion.
Platform shoes.
Yeah.
Macrame.
Chokers, like things, everything.
Frizzy hair.
Sure.
Just like never.
We will not let low-rise jeans come back, people.
Please, please don't.
Oh, my God. Please, people, do not let low-rise jeans. It's not good for your growing bodies.
No.
It will leave dents in your hips.
It
but
was
anyway.
Hip huggers back in my day. They were called hip huggers.
They were low-rise, ultra, super low.
Those are just,
they,
no.
With the zippers 1 inch.
No.
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 It's not good, guys.
No.
It's not. Just trust me. Trust me. You want to suck in the gut with the high-rise. Your butt crack doesn't show with high-rise. Just letting you know. Anyway. So, yeah, these foldable flip phones are basically flip phones, but mm-hmm. with touchscreen. So,
nice.
Samsung showed that they have one in the making, and then some other, I don't remember, Nokia, I think it was. They had
really?
One where it looks like you're six, and then it folds out from the back, and it turns into an iPad.
Oh, that's too big to me.
Yeah.
But if you like an iPad, and you don't want to
exactly.
look around. But mine, I would love to have half the size, but I when I open it, I got to be able to read it.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think these will break too easily. I think people
Maybe.
Are, I don't know. Or they're going to be too thick.
Too thick, yeah.
People are going to be like, what?
That's true. I didn't think of that.
Yeah, it has a fold.
Yeah.
It has a fold. So.
Yeah.
I mean, I loved my flip phone. Those things were, you couldn't break them.
You could felt cool.
Yeah,
flipping
you,
over your thumb.
Man.
Oh,
and then you were
so
pissed and you closed it.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm hanging up on you
guys.
Chink.
Anyway, we are flipping phones at the moment. That's invisible phones. That's what we were doing. So I don't know when these are going to come out, but they're apparently going to come out. Twitter is doing a new thing where they're going to make people's conversations look more like iMessages.
Really?
Like where the bubbles, so you can see who's saying what. Twitter, I think, is trying stuff. I don't see anything wrong with it as long as it doesn't disrupt other things.
Yeah.
So I signed up to be the first to try it, but I haven't heard anything back.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like, let me know.
You're a beta tester here.
Huh? I wanted to be a beta tester. An update, Jussie Smollett turned himself in.
Good.
So disgusted by it all.
Yes.
So disgusted.
I have no words for this.
It hurts victims of actual crimes.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. And it wasted so much resource. Oh my God, though. But did you hear how the police found the brothers?
No.
They did security cameras backwards, to follow them from where they came from. They came from a ride share, and then they contacted the ride share to see who they were and where they picked them up. It was like, if you guys did this for every crime, there would be no, like, without any cameras and like everything. Anyway, apparently Jeffree Star and Shane are making a palette together.
Ooh,
I don't know if that's for real, but I do know that Shane is filming another series with Jeffree Star. I heard about it because Jeffree did a Morphe store opening, and Shane went and. There were a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I saw security trying to hold back a bunch of girls, and I just was laughing. Like, this guy had his head buried, just his arms spread out, and his head was buried in their torsos, trying to keep them back. Like, he was trying to be a wall. It was really, when he came out of it, he was, like, in a daze. Do you know Brother Nature on Twitter?
No.
He's this guy who originally became best friends with a deer.
A deer, did you say? Okay.
In his neighborhood. And then, like, slowly he got more Twitter famous because he kept posting funny videos with his deer. And then he started exploring the world and meeting all these exotic animals. And every animal seems to love him. He seems to get along with every animal in the world. Everyone thinks it's hilarious. He's just like, he seems like a nice guy. But he finally found an animal that doesn't love him.
What animal would that be?
It was a penguin.
Really?
It bit him.
Oh!
It was the first
Nipped
animal
at him, huh?
to ever not be like, oh, I want to be your best friend, Brother Nature.
It's like, get out of here.
So speaking of Mother Nature.
Oh, segue.
Segue into our sponsor.
Da-na-da-da-na.
Thanks, Mom. Modern Fertility. It's the first comprehensive fertility test for women that you can take at home.
Hmm.
So basically, this is to see how you doing baby making wise, and you can do it at home. So women, we're waiting longer to have kids because we business women now. We successful,
got things to do.
We're making our monies.
Yeah.
We're getting our degrees in things
yeah.
before we start a family. But with the thing with how bodies work in Mother Nature, the older you get, the harder it is to conceive.
Right.
So that's why couples, like one in six couples now, are having trouble conceiving now. Mm-hmm. Because we're waiting a little longer because we're getting things done. We're preparing life before we get pregnant, which is totally fine.
Yeah.
Because there's doctors and tools out there to help us get pregnant. But the best tool we could have is information.
Right.
So modern fertility gives us a customized report to help us understand our fertility through our hormones. Mm-hmm. So they can tell us like, hey, you know, your eggs kind of dwindling, or you're totally fine. You know, they're letting you know. And when they give you your results, they help you understand what they are, and they help you come up with a game plan. Like if you want kids now or you want them later, it helps you figure it out. So, and usually these tests cost upwards of like $1,500.
Yikes.
And usually they aren't covered by insurance because men come up with the rules for insurance and, you know, things. We'll get off topic. But modern fertility is only $159. It's an at-home test. So it's convenient. You can do it at your house. It's a finger prick.
They test.
It's very easy.
I was asking. I was going to say, how do they know this?
It's a finger prick.
Thank you, Rachel.
And I've used to, my best friend is diabetic. And so in high school, she used to do finger pricks on me. So this wasn't a big deal for me to do.
Yeah.
Yes, I did it. So what the test tells you, it tells you if you have more or less eggs than the average woman.
Mm-hmm.
Not the average man. Men don't have eggs.
No.
What you can expect from IVF or egg freezing. How your hormone levels relate to PCOS. And about your general hormone health in general.
Great.
So anyway, when you get this, you know, like, oh, should I freeze my eggs? Like, I'm not planning to have kids for like 10 more years. Should I freeze the eggs I have left? Or am I like overproducing these eggs that I could, you know, get pregnant in my 60s? And they have
grief.
No. But all the tests are conducted at a CLIA certified lab. It's professionals doing this stuff, and it's professionals helping you. They have things online to help you answer your questions. They've got quizzes for you to take to figure out how you want to have your babies.
Nice.
And it's really, they have all the things, and it's super convenient because it's at your house. So it helps you figure out, you know, if you should wait or not, or if you have to or you don't, whatever you want. So you can take the fertility quiz online and get $20 off your first kit at modernfertility.com/allthingsinternet. modernfertility.com/allthingsinternet, the name of the show.
There we go.
So yeah, take a quiz, get your test, see how your eggs are doing, see how your uterus is up. What's it up to? Is it making eggs? Is it not? Yeah. You know, how's your levels? How's your hormonal health?
There you go.
Because that's part of the health of your body, guys.
Yes.
On to a more Mother Nature. Let's talk about chicken nature.
Dun, 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 dun. I forgot my chicken sounds. Bok, bok. Okay.
So we'll make them ourselves.
Well, chickens have more than 30 different vocalizations to communicate with each other about food, danger, distress, and aggression. Did you know that?
They had how many?
30.
30?
As many as 30 different vocalizations.
That's a lot.
That's pretty amazing. Yep.
Do you have any more?
Chickens have the ability to sleep with one eye open. Did we talk about that before? No, clearly not.
Suspicious, untrustworthy little guys.
Each half of their two-hemisphere brain is wired to an eye that can operate independently. We knew that because they look at food.
We did know this?
Well, I think we talked about it before where they eat with one eye. Well, they eat with their beak, but they look for food with one eye while the other eye is looking for predators that are about to
eat
them.
Wait, so when it's asleep, is it registering if a predator's coming?
Well, I will tell you. I will finish reading this.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Half the brain gets a snooze while the other half remains awake. In a row of chickens sleeping on a roost, the ones in the middle will close both eyes and sleep while each end chicken will keep its outer eye open to keep watch.
Wow.
Partway through the night, will rotate its body so the other half of its brain gets a rest.
Genius.
Right?
Chickens are smart.
I love chickens. That's all the chicken news you have today.
Well, do you want to play a game?
I do want to play a game.
Great. Okay, we are going to play a new game that my mother has decided. It's finish that phrase, where she gives me an old-timey phrase, but I have to finish it with the correct ending?
Yes.
Okay, great.
I like old-time phrases, sayings, and let's see if you can think like an old person. Okay.
Sexist, racist.
A bird in the hand.
One bird in the hand is two in the foot. No, a bird in the bush. A bird in the...
Why would you have a bird in your foot?
I remember this saying. A is worth two in the bush.
Got it. Ding, 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 ding. Okay.
What does that mean?
Because if it's in the bush, it's not yours. You don't have it. Can't eat it or play with it. Sorry. If it's in your hand, you can do. You can eat it or play with it.
There's crows in your yard. My dog just went out there to chase them out.
Anyway, a chain is only as strong
as its weakest link.
You got it.
Aha!
You get that meaning.
I get that. Okay. Yeah.
Bread always falls.
Because I've broken chains. Sorry. Bread always falls to the ground.
Close.
Wait. Bread always falls butter side up.
Butter side down.
Butter side down. Dang it.
Well, but see, you know what? You're it's either pessimistic or not. The people who think life, oh, whoa, go, it always falls butter side down. But you think positive. So it's always going to fall butter side up because it falls down and the butter gets in the dirt.
Didn't they do a test and it's like equal?
I think so.
Yeah, I think MythBusters busted that saying.
Close, but.
No cigar.
I see that all the time.
Yeah, I still don't know what it means.
Don't throw the baby.
In the bath water with the drain open. Don't throw.
You're close. Don't throw the baby out with the bath water.
Don't throw the baby out with the bath. I knew that one.
That one I had to look up because I'm like, why would someone even say that? Why would that even
happen? Open the drain with the baby in it?
No, because in the olden days, they'd all take a bath with a lot of different people. They did it on the farm. And
what farm? What are you talking about?
Back in the Midwest, guys,
they did it on the farm.
And back in olden times. And by the time you bathe the baby, they're the last ones to get washed.
That's murky not clean. Water. You don't get clean.
Murky water.
That's not clean. That's not bathing. What's the point of the bath? That's gross.
It takes one.
To know one.
See, you know all these.
That's an insult people still say.
I wonder if I change the emphasis on the words.
You would throw me.
I would?
Because you say all of these things except the first one, whatever it was.
The best thing
about being a woman is a prerogative to have a little fun.
No.
Fun. Yes.
The best thing since
sliced bread.
There you go.
You can't just give me two words of like a 10-word sentence.
A stitch.
A stitch?
A stitch.
A stitch.
A stitch, you know.
A stitch heals the wound.
A stitch in time.
A stitch in time will fester. I have no idea what this is.
A stitch in time saves nine. So take the time to make that one stitch. Otherwise, you're going to have nine stitches to make. A stitch in time saves nine.
That's a stupid saying.
No, oh, be quiet.
Sorry, saying be patient.
Oh, you know this one really well. Well, shape up.
Or ship out.
You got it. You can't make an omelet.
Without eggs.
Part of it.
How long are these? You can't give me two words.
And I gave you the biggest part.
You can't make an omelet.
Because without.
Eggs and a grill.
Breaking some eggs.
Breaking some eggs. Dang it.
All these sayings have meanings behind them, so.
Well, every saying has some. Well, I guess the meanings nowadays. I mean, sayings
there
nowadays.
There was one about horses. I guess that one didn't come on here. Darn it. Oh, maybe there's page
two. A wild horse is worth six in the can.
Don't close the barn door. Wait. I didn't write it down. I thought
don't close the barn door when you got six in and 12 out.
It was something like that.
What?
It's like, don't close the barn door until the horses are back or cows come home or so. I don't know. Or I don't know.
What does that mean?
Because they have to come back in.
Well, that's just that's not a saying. That's like a literal thing. Like, don't lock the door if no one, if everyone's not home.
Whatever.
I think I won, though.
I know it was a bust for me.
Well, because you say all these sayings, Mom.
I know. Like, oh, she won't remember this one.
I remember everything.
I know.
Sometimes a cigar is just a cigar.
No cigar.
No, that's an actual saying. Sometimes a cigar is just a cigar.
I've never heard that saying. Did you make it up?
No, I think it's a theater saying.
What's the saying? I forgot already.
Sometimes a cigar is just a cigar. Saying. Oh! I don't remember what it was. A cigar.
So close. No.
Close, but no cigar. All right. So let's do games for today, shall we, Mom? I have to pull it up because I've lost my section. There's too many tabs open.
We just did games.
Not a game. Dang it. Questions.
Questions. Okay. Oh. I'm like, ooh, another game.
No. had
okay.
Cece asked what our thoughts on people going undercover and working at Chuck E. Cheese to see if the conspiracy is real or not.
Do it.
I say don't be hired and be a bad employee.
I say you always give it.
If 100%. You're hired as an employee, do your job.
100%.
If you also happen to find out if the conspiracy is true or not, let us know. And exactly. If it's not, I mean, if the conspiracy is not true, Chuck E. Cheese has nothing to hide and they're fine.
That's right.
If it is true, expose them.
Yes, ew.
And also, if Chuck E. Cheese is still doing this after that video, then they're idiots. They have a right to be exposed. Christine asks, will I be at JoJo's tour? I am planning on going to her LA show.
Nice.
I don't know if that one's announced yet.
if what she means to say is if there's a show in LA, she'll
be at
attend
it. Yes. Yeah. I shouldn't be allowed to have a microphone.
Sometimes.
I love you, Colleen and Rachel asks, where'd you get your glasses from? They're so cute. I got them from a random place, but they're Oliver People's glasses. Oliver People's.
I got mine at CVS. Just a second.
Mine were handcrafted in Italy. I love mine, but they don't stay on my face. Like, usually glasses are tight, so they're, like, up against your face, and, like, you can look down without them falling off.
Oh, yeah.
Mine just fall off my face. I'm actually in the market for new glasses.
Oh.
But mine are from Oliver People's. So, I just took them off to scratch my face, and now I can't see my computer. Glasses suck. I mean, mine are great, but they suck. Riddy asks, please tell me there's going to be ATI merch soon. I am thinking of some All Things Internet merch. We will see. I've got some things in the works with my father, but you'll just have to wait and see. That is all. Jess wants us to talk about Khloe Kardashian and Jordan Woods drama. I'm sure you know nothing about this.
Yes, I do.
You do?
I do. I saw it. How do you not see headlines? They're there. I don't click on them, but there they are.
So, Khloe has baby daddy, Tristan, and they got a daughter together.
True. That's her name. True.
Yes.
Gotcha.
You know her daughter's name?
How do you not? It's in the headlines.
Okay. And then, so Kylie Jenner, Khloe's younger sister, has a best friend, Jordan Woods. Jordan and Tristan got together.
Yeah.
Idiots. One, cheating, never right. Two,
never.
The memes coming out of this are hilarious. I am not laughing at Khloe's pain. I'm laughing at people making fun of Jordan and Tristan. Because they slightly deserve it. But Jordan was best friends with Kylie. Kylie is the youngest billionaire.
Didn't they bring her into the family? Like,
yes.
You're one of the sacred ones or something?
Yes, and like, she bought her everything. She was living a billionaire's lifestyle. And she threw it out the window.
For one hanky-panky moment.
Well, I don't know. They'd been like seeing together for like a month. They've been like, they're like trying
for
to be a
month
thing.
For a month of hanky-panky moments.
Yeah, and she left that to be with a known cheater. Like, girls, you're not going to be the one that ever makes him stop cheating. No. Don't do that to yourself.
No.
I mean, if they live a happy life together and they are the one for each other, it's sad that they went about it this way.
They could have just waited.
There are more mature ways to handle those things.
You can control you people.
Yeah. I didn't really want to talk about this, but someone asked me to talk about it.
Next question. Yeah. So let's not give it any more.
Tilly C, wow, my words, asks, what's worth spending more on to get the best?
Your family.
No. You spend money.
You spend time.
No.
She didn't say money.
I was thinking money, and my answers were toilet paper.
100%.
Creamer for your coffees.
Wouldn't know that.
And socks.
Socks are good to have.
And
otherwise,
I'm
going to
put shoes on the list as well.
Ooh, I just got a nice pair of shoes.
Eric bought my mom shoes.
No, he didn't. Flynn did. Because I walked.
Flynn doesn't have money.
The note said from Flynn, thanks for always taking me on your exercise walks in a stroller. And so he got me some nice walking shoes.
Eric's a gift giver. He gives really good, great gifts.
Yes, and they're purple. They're purple, people.
They're very nice.
And they're cozy. It feels like I'm walking on a cloud of puff.
Yeah, it's I've come to realize that I need to spend money on shoes because I've got bad feet. I have got foot issues, but I just spending money to get more comfortable shoes.
I can walk for days in those suckers.
Yeah.
And my other little ones from Kmart just.
Yeah, they might look the same, but the comfort is different. There are really uncomfortable, expensive shoes. I will say that. You have to find the quality and the right price. Like, it's not like just because you pay a lot of money, it's going to be good for your feet.
Right.
You have to research.
I had a pair of high heel shoes like that. Someone else bought them for me.
Oh,
friend of the family got me these really beautiful shoes. I think it was we were all going to a wedding. And I couldn't even wear them for five minutes.
No. Oh, I have to buy a dress. I have a wedding next month.
I'm sorry.
Not mine. anyway, so yeah, I will say those things are important.
Family.
Okay, spending more. I think she meant money.
Okay. Let's spend more time with your family. Makes it. What's the rest of the story?
To get the best.
Yeah.
To get the best
out
family?
Of life. To get the best of life.
I don't think that's what she meant.
Yeah, it works for me.
Leah asks, any tips on losing weight / tips on working out? You don't need to lose weight. Just eat healthy.
Eat healthy and exercise.
Eat healthy and but
take a walk every day.
Yeah. My mom likes to do walks.
Park further away from the store.
There you go. Just get a little exercise in.
Take the stairs, not the escalator.
Yeah. Just be healthy. Yeah. And that is just be healthy. That's always my just be healthy. But if you do want to work out, because I love working out, don't force yourself to do the workouts you hate.
Right.
Because then you won't want to do it. Yeah. Like if you love dancing, dance. That's a workout. That's moving your body. If you love to ride a bike, do that. If you know, don't dance if you hate it and not ride a bike even if you love it. You know, like you do things you love doing that are active. So that's it. Just be active.
And
eat, be healthy.
Yeah.
You know, eat healthy.
Eat healthy. And then
live a healthy lifestyle.
Reasonable portions.
Yes.
Of food.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all.
That's it.
That's done. Sarah Meeting Lindsay asks, what are your plans for VidCon besides your meet and greets? I don't even have meet and greets set for VidCon. I am going to VidCon. I am bringing my mother.
Yes! This is my first time to VidCon and I'm so excited.
But they haven't done any scheduling for me yet. They won't send it to me for like another month or two, I think. They just had to do London VidCon and they only focus on one at a time.
Right.
So,
smart.
Yes. So they haven't scheduled anything with me. I don't know if I have panels or meet and greets. I don't know anything yet. I said yes to panels and I said yes to meet and greets, but that doesn't mean that I'm necessarily going to get them.
Right.
So it's whatever they have time-wise. I don't have any control. Creators have no control of anything on VidCon. We just show up. That's basically what it is, and they tell us what we're doing. So that's that. I don't have any more questions or topics, Mom. Do you have anything to add?
No.
She left, though.
I'm like, did I have something else to say? No. I'm working on another vlog for you.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, I found the camera. I lost it for a few weeks. So found it.
I haven't posted a vlog in like a week and a half. I need to do that.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, my bad.
So,
all right. We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you check out Paw Patrol and Nickelodeon March 1st and that you check out Modern Fertility. Just see about your hormonal health, guys.
There you go.
See if you got some eggs in there. See if you don't. So you know your options in life.
And we'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.